systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 31st, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 330, the Monday, or no, what is this? Wednesday, the Wednesday night show. Fuck me, it's Wednesday already, hump day. Fuck yeah, let's do it. You guys should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app for your mobile device. I did not kick you, Frank. Maybe something else kicked you, I don't know. So, thejamhole.com/feedback. We can read some stuff that you type if I don't see it in the chat, or just type in the chat, whatever. Or also, 406-204-4687. That's the number to call if you want to say hi, or if you have anything, you know, that is not going to be easily read in the chat, you can call us up. Say hi. What's up? What's going on? What's cracking? That's hip-hop for how are you?
Yeah,
I've been studying hip hop lately because I'm a rapper now. Apparently,
are you?
Did you know that I am a rapper now?
That's cool.
I am a gift rapper.
Are you a star now? Can I stop looking for a job?
No, not yet. You should you should probably still be trying to find a job.
Oh, okay.
We're not making money yet, but hopefully soon. I don't know, man. I'm pretty excited. This hip hop shit's coming together really well, I think. Okay. I gotta say, happy birthday to Duchess today. Duchess has turned 50, and she is an orangutan in the Phoenix Zoo. And I just wanted to say, hey, orangutans are people too, kind of. And happy birthday.
That's kind of great.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
I don't like monkeys.
Birthday wishes to orangutans. That's how we roll, right?
I don't like monkeys. They creep me out. They're fucking nasty.
Thursday. Wednesday, we did the show, or what? What the fuck am I talking about?
Monday?
What are my notes saying? Did the show, then wrote a new song. Oh, wrote a song for God. Thursday.
Maybe don't write like a three-year-old on meth, and you'll be okay.
Sorry, that was my handwriting encryption. I must have decoded my words wrong. So, yeah. Monday, after the show, I got these beats from a guy named Mozart Jones. He's our beat man. He lives in D.C. Big shout out to him. He's a cool guy. So I got some beats, got them paid for, just, you know, a little cash here. A lot cheaper than the ones that I'm making payments on. So that way I would have some new shit to perform tomorrow, for one. And then we're doing a show in Spokane on April 20th, a 420 hip-hop show there. So we'll give you the details as we get them. But yeah, that's going to be fucking awesome. And yes, our beat man is black. So I hope you guys can deal with that. Because took me a minute. I had to be like, you know, I don't feel right about this. Something just feels weird. But I was like, yeah, fuck it. I need beats. They make the best, you know? What can I say? I mean, anyway. Look at all of the beat makers in the history of the world. All have been black. Dre, Timbaland. Those are the only two I know, but they're black, right? God. Is Timbaland black? He may not be. I don't know.
Anyway,
so I didn't realize, like, how draining it could be, because you get off work, you work an 8-hour day, 9-hour day,
uh-huh.
And that's work. So I'm like, all right. And then we do a podcast, which is a couple hours, you know, by the time we get everything ready and all that. And
right.
I'm taking notes throughout the day and all that. And then I write a song. And, like, at the end of the night, dude, my brain was, like, I had to put earplugs in my ears because my brain was, like, trying to just ooze out. I get burned out, man. I don't know. But then the next day, I'm, like, back at it again. Like, it ain't no thing. So how sick are you of that beat that I have been playing?
I'm better with it now that there are words to it.
Right, right. That's a big,
gives it a little something better,
right,
to hear.
And that we fixed it because
with that laugh thing.
Okay, let me tell you something about our beat maker, okay? Mozart Jones. And Lyrical and Papa Pill, they wrote a song called The Mozart Jones, and it's a great song. It's such a good song for the bar, and everyone loves it. Pengui says, the blacks are blessed in the rhythm department. Yes, they are. But, so one of his trademark things is to put this Joker laugh in the beats.
Yeah.
And at first, I thought it was a watermark, like how artists will watermark their shit. They'll be like, this is a Matt Jamhole beat production, you know, so people don't steal it like I used to do. So I thought the laugh was a watermark, so I buy these beats, and he sends me the MP3 so I can start writing the song to him. And the laugh is in there, and I'm like, fuck, dude. And so I just dealt with it, but how annoying is the laugh?
It's pretty horrible. It's like overpowering. And
it's so just loud, right?
Yeah, it's just, oh my god. Maybe for like the beginning or something
that I can deal with
going, but like,
but not when you
in the middle of when you're trying to fucking rhyme and stuff in the middle of a verse. Like,
I can't rap over the Joker cackling in the background when it's loud, but it's cool. So now I know that when I first make a payment to Mozart, I send him an email and I'm like, I need you to shorten the intro. Because another thing he really likes to do, I've noticed, is have like
minute-long intros.
And that's cool maybe on an album for a couple tracks, but not every one.
And not performing live.
And when we're performing them live, I don't need to be wandering around for a minute killing time while your intro plays out, you know?
Yeah.
And he's really cool about it, and these are exclusive rights, and that's what MDS says. Tell Mr. Jones you want it without the Joker. And that's what I did, and he was, like, on it right away. Like, yeah. I emailed him when I was working, and while I was still working, he's like, here it is. And I downloaded it on my phone and listened to it to make sure it was good, and it was perfect.
You're like, oh, thank you.
And he even threw in some filler sounds, because, you know, you take the laugh out, and all there is, this sound, it's a very church-like hymn.
Playing organs.
Organ, and it's a cool fucking song. And I think for the intro, I'm going to be like, join us now as we read a passage from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 20, and something like that, because it's all like elaborate, majestic pipe music or pipe organ. It's so cool. I really like it.
I really thought that one was cool. I was like, dude, you gotta get that one. That one's cool.
Yeah, but so yeah, I emailed him. I'm like, I don't know if we're gonna be able to get these to the engineer, because what they do is send you a zip file with all the waves, but I don't have the program he was using, so we gotta take it to our recording guy. I guess I have a producer now, an engineer, which is kind of cool.
MDS says play the Joker part now so we can hear what you mean.
Fuck, I don't even have it on this computer, otherwise I would. But so you guys will be able to hear it tomorrow or something, because we're gonna record the set tomorrow and make a couple more videos of us rapping and shit. But what was I saying?
You don't have the program for it.
Oh, right, yeah. So we gotta send it out to the fucking engineer, and he does all that. But I was like, I don't think he's gonna have time to do that before tomorrow, and I really want to perform this song. I'm in the process of memorizing it. I got my paper with my changes right here. I wrote a chorus and then went to have a meeting and discovered that my chorus sucks, and that I'm done writing choruses. But I got two other guys in my crew that are fucking awesome and amazing at writing choruses, so now
they're easy, simple, and catchy.
And I can't think like that. I'm always thinking like, this has to be the most complex group of words I've ever spit out of my fucking mouth. And they're like, dude, a chorus needs to be short, to the point, and catchy.
Yep.
And I'll tell you something, I still have the chorus stuck in my head.
Oh yeah.
But I think it's gonna be a good song. It's gonna be a club banger.
Yeah, I'm excited. And since Ashley's going with us, I mean, that way we can take turns videotaping, so I don't have to hold a damn camera the whole time.
Maybe right.
I can
get out
there and dance and have some fun.
I'm thinking bringing the tripod, too. That way, you know, we can just set it up and let it do its thing, and I'll keep in mind of...
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, because I can keep in mind where the
tripod is,
and then I can just stay within that area, you know. Yeah. But very exciting. This is like the first time I've actually taken this seriously, and it's actually working out. So,
well, didn't you perform live before?
Yeah, back in like 2004 maybe, and it was like one time. Me and Bob did like four songs, fucked up on pills. I have pictures of it. Actually, if you go to the jamhole.com/pics. There's an album kind of towards the bottom there. It's a Picasso Web Gallery album, and it's called Product Live at the Outlying, and that's me and Bob doing that performance. But,
God.
And I feel bad for those people because I listen to what I'm doing now and then I listen back to that shit and I'm like, ugh. Fuck, dude, that was horrible. So horrible. But yeah, so I'm really excited for this. I went to work, had to go to Polson today, so I stopped by the house and I'm thinking like
I
have
it. Asleep.
I have this
until
all
you.
I have this all printed out. So I'm like driving around with the beat playing, and then I'm like trying to read off the paper, and that's just not safe. And it's hard to fucking do, so I'm like, fuck, I need to come home and record it real quick. And I recorded it pretty quick and threw it on my iPod, and off
awake.
I went. And I was rapping to it the whole day, got it mostly memorized.
Comes home like early in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 9:30 because I got out of here.
I was kind of awake anyway because I was having some weird ass dreams again, but.
And I come in and kiss you, and I'm like, so I'm going to record real quick because I can't read and drive at the same time.
Yeah, so I ended up waking up to that.
Yeah, so.
To that fucking beat.
That
again.
Godforsaken Joker laugh. But yeah, so we got it all fixed, and it's going to sound good. And maybe when me and Sean get together, we'll record a little draft and throw it up on the forums or something so you guys can hear what we're doing. But yeah, we'll check it out. And by the time I'm done with making payments to the beats I have on layaway, I will have 12 beats, 4 from Mozart, 4 from, or 8 from Medi. And that'll be an album right there.
Fucking
all
A.
paid for, all legit, gonna have it done in a professional studio here. And like real CDs, not CDs we burned.
Right, not with
I'm
like
excited.
Sharpie on the actual
I
CD.
I know, like real fucking shit. And then you guys can buy it and then put it up on torrent sites and then rip me off like I do to other people. It'd be great. Really looking forward to that. Anyway, I gotta mention this. I was on Facebook the other day harnessing the power of that fucking book like no other. Nobody's business, man.
Kay.
I grab it and I just harness it. But anyway, there was somebody made a post about how they hate when people are smoking outside and they like walk through the smoke. They just hate that. So I'm a smartass and I made a post. I was like, I hate when people walk by me when I'm smoking outside and do that fake ass cough. Like they're just like so much better than me and they're like or they're like walking through doing this, like waving their hand in front, like
if you don't like it, don't walk through it, dumbass.
Just get the fuck away from me. We don't smoke in your bars anymore, or your casinos, or your fucking restaurants. I'm smoking outside. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. There's a big old fucking sidewalk that you... And they do it like they want you to see them and how unpleased they are. Because they make a fucking production of it, right? Waving the hand. Like, you're like 48 years old, you fucking child. So annoying. And then a bunch of people commented, like, God, why do people have to smoke outside? Because you made it so we couldn't smoke anywhere fucking else, okay? Make it illegal to smoke outside and we'll burn your fucking house down.
That's not good.
Unfucking acceptable. Just annoying. I hate that shit. So we had a pretty interesting interaction the other morning.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
So 2 a.m.
Zombified a little bit.
2 a.m. rolls around, and every now and then, as you may know, I will wake up and I'm hungry. Maybe it's because I smoke weed right before bed.
Probably.
I wake up, I'm like, munchies. So I grab myself totally butt fucking naked, right? Butt ass naked. Go and I pour myself some Reese's Puffs and some milk. And all of a sudden, I turn around and Dana is walking from the bedroom to the bathroom. And I fucking freak, dude. Because every morning that I wake up, it's always just me.
Right.
2 a.m., that's me time. That's the time that I get to just chill, you know?
At that night, it was pee time.
Right. So she does that, goes into the bathroom.
I was half awake, zombified, and I look over and I see your naked ass standing there pouring a bowl of fucking Reese's Puffs.
Into the bathroom you go.
I see you look at me fine. I'm like, I gotta pee. And I just go to the bathroom, and that's it, dude.
And then, so I come back and I sit on the couch, and I'm just zoning out, looking through Google News or whatever, just passing time while I'm eating. And she comes out and, like, looks at me and just kind of, like, shakes her head because the image is me totally butt naked on the couch eating Reese's Puffs like a child reading my Google News. It's such a great image. Like,
yeah.
And she just, like, droned back into the bedroom.
I was totally out. I didn't even remember you that I had done that until you said something about it.
Amham, going back to the smoking thing, he says, hey, I smoked for 25 years and had to quit 2 years ago. I love smoking, but now I know how bad it stinks. Dude, I hate the smell of smoke when it's inside homes. Like, I never smoked in my house, even when I was allowed to. I could do it here, but we have a lot of equipment, so I don't. And just, I've lived with people that did that, and what bugged me the most...
There's no ventilation in the house, and that's the worst, you know?
One thing is...
I mean, people that do it by their, like, kitchen hood vent.
Yeah, that's all right, but it's still...
Yeah, that's okay.
It still lingers. But what I used to hate is I roomed with this friend. Me and my friend lived together, and he would wake up and still be in bed, in his fucking bedroom... And he would, like, first thing, he would smoke a cigarette. And ugh. I hated that because, like, I don't smoke until, like, 9:30 or 10. Like, me and my friend Ryan will go outside.
We'll smoke about an hour after
we'll smoke a cig and then we'll load up my truck. You know, that's kind of the morning routine. But, yeah, if I'm, like, at home and shit, I usually don't smoke till, like, 10, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And the other thing I really hate about that is when it's in a house and you're smoking in there, you go to sleep and you're breathing that shit in all night. And I notice like a huge difference. Like when I wake up now, you know, I don't really cough up that much, maybe a little bit of phlegm here and there, but that's to be expected. But when you go to sleep and you're sleeping in a house that's full of fucking smoke, you wake up with the gnarliest fucking shit in your mouth and your throat. And it's just gross. Like I don't like the smell when it's in a house. Restaurants and casinos, I really didn't care for, but it was cool because, you know, you're drinking or whatever and you're smoking.
See, like,
and they have ventilation. In a home, it just sits.
You know, as a cook and stuff, and when I had that job at the KB or whatever, because I know that my boss at the time didn't smoke, and most of the people in that building that worked there didn't smoke either. They always kind of, like, look down on me for fucking going outside to smoke. So what I do on my way to work... So I would chain smoke like two or three cigarettes before I walk in the door. And that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you do that a lot, though.
Frankie says, my aunt does that, going back, you know, talking about smoking in the house. But it's okay. It's in the back room, and air can't travel, right? Yeah, like that I didn't. My dad always used to do that when he was alive. He would smoke in his bedroom and shit. And I'm like, you're making the house kind of stink. And he's like, well, I can smell the weed you're smoking. And I'm like, well, that's different. Weed smells good. And if it lingers, that's cool because I'm just going to get more stoned. Cigarette smoke lingering, that's just going to kill me faster. And right now, that's not what I'm trying to accomplish. So, but yeah, people are like that. They're like, well, we'll just smoke in this room. And it's like, it's going to get into the rest of the house. It happens. There's ventilation here and there that just pipes through the house. And yeah, just gross. But... If you don't smoke, don't make a big fucking childish production. It's like a kid in a candy store and his mom's like, no, you can't have that. And the kid's like, like, be an adult and just go around or just hold your fucking breath. Don't be like, it's so annoying because that just makes me, when you walk past, flick my cigarette at you. And you don't know until you get home and you have a fucking burn in your hair. So suck on those nuts.
Oh, God.
What do you think of 24? We were watching that last night.
It's an okay show. I don't mind it so much. I don't mind it as much as I hate Lost.
Yeah, and Lost, you kind of have to know what's going on to understand.
I really don't
want to
know what's going on. It looks so fucking retarded.
And see, I got suckered in at the beginning because the first couple seasons were amazing because you're like, they reveal like a little bit at a time, right? So... when you're watching it from the very beginning, you have to know, like, what's the deal with the island? What is this smoke thing? Why are there other, you know, why is the Dharma hatches there? So once, you know, they explained all of that, it's just gotten dumb, I think. But I have to watch it now because it's the last season and I have to see how they're going to end it. They totally fucked me. But, and 24 isn't that bad because you can come in pretty much anywhere in the fucking season and watch it and enjoy it, you know, because it's a drama. It's a good show, I think. But so we heard the other day, I read a news story about this is their last season. They got canceled. They didn't say we're done. Like, I think with Lost, I don't think they got canceled, but I think they're like, okay, we're going to end it here. This is the last season.
About
not because
time.
Of ratings or anything, but because they were just done, you know. But 24, from what I read in the story, like, their ratings have been going down ever since a couple seasons ago. They've kind of been, and I've noticed this a lot, that they've been regurgitating the same basic premise and story. It's like some big shit happens, and then they fix that, and then some little shit happens, and then, you know, that kind of drags on a bit, and then some massively big shit happens, and then that takes you to the end of the season. And they've kind of been doing that for the last, you know, 8 seasons, of which they're in season 8 now, so.
Yeah.
But what's awesome is that they got canceled probably before they knew they were going to get canceled, because they, I think, what, they film, like, all the episodes for a season, right, before they air the first one. So they're not filming as episodes are airing, right? So they just, they have the story, and it's done, and that's that. So I was thinking, we're watching it last night, and we're going to give away a couple things here, so if you don't want to, you know, me to ruin it, I don't know how I could possibly ruin this show.
Blown up some shit, but anyway.
But so, okay, there's the premise of this season. There's right now, from last episode, from Monday night, they are having some nuclear rods, and I'm going to blow some shit, so, you know, if you don't want to hear it, watch out. So, wow, that freaks me out every time that fucking happens. I forgot this laptop is set to, like, turn the monitors off.
Yeah.
I was downloading something and
it just went black.
And it,
like,
just, both screens just dim black, dude. My heart. Woo! Shit.
Are you cool
dude.
Now?
I'm cool now.
Okay.
I just need to keep moving my mouse. Fuck.
Okay.
Okay, so what was I saying? Okay, so the premise is nuclear rods now, they snuck them in because the lady that's working for CTU, who says she's somebody else, is also somebody else on top of that and is working for the terrorists. So
Right. She
got them to sneak the fuel rods in and shit. So The whole time we're watching this, I'm thinking, if I knew my show was getting canceled,
right,
I would rewrite. What do they have? How many episodes they have left? Last night was 18, I think. So they
have
like five or six episodes left. There's 24 in a season, obviously.
Oh, okay.
So I forget what episode it is. But anyway, I would rewrite it to have, because it's taking place in New York, we would have the terrorists blow up New York and then end it. Because you're not going to have to come back for another season. You can blow up a major metropolis and call it good. So then we were thinking, why don't they blow up the Fox building? Because that's like, or whoever.
Like a big fuck you,
yeah,
canceling my show.
Like, whoever canceled them, they should make that the terrorist target and blow up the fucking thing, nuclear fallout, have the last 3 episodes,
like,
of the
be
season.
Where it was actually delivered. And
yeah, totally. And they go up there and they're like, you know, the Family Guy animators are in there or something. And, you know, he's like, hey, oh, hey, Mike, how's it going? Something like that, you know, really stupid. But then just have it like a big giant fuck you, and then have the last 3 episodes of the season be the fallout and how everyone at Fox is like dying, and like, just, they
nice.
Could have done some cool shit knowing it's the last season as a big fuck you. And I if I was the director, that's how it would be.
Well, you're not.
I know.
So
just blow it up and call it good. What, I mean, what do you have to lose? You had a good run, 8 seasons. Not bad for a show that just keeps recycling the same idea, you know? I thought that'd be all right, but maybe we'll write a letter and have them do that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, like we were saying, if you're a local and you're over 21, which I think most of our local listeners are not, but if you happen to be and you're catching this, Grizzly Jack's tomorrow night, show up between 9 and 10 o'clock. We're going to rap and party and drink. Dance contest. Drinks are half off for the ladies.
Woo.
Come in. Say, you know, you're from the jam hole, whatever. Come say hi and we'll fucking put on a good show for you. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited. I'm going to do probably 2 or 3 songs. They've got a few songs to do. We'll play some dance music. Get the dance competition going. And then, yeah, for, you know, everyone that's... And Sofu says, Grizzly Jack's isn't a gay bar? Yeah, no. It sounds like one.
Kind
but
of.
It is not.
And also, Ashley is off probation today.
Oh, yeah. Happy, what do you say when someone gets off probation?
Congratulations.
Woo! Good job. Way to not get put in jail.
Exactly. But
especially her, right? Like, you had a close call a couple times. Way to avoid the long arm of the Johnny Lawman.
She got lucky a lot.
Fucking
so,
A.
Anyway.
She's lucky she has a good friend like you to fucking cover her shit.
Yeah.
Because you probably had a pretty big sized part of keeping her out of jail, you know?
Yeah, more than I let you know. But anyway, fucking... so she got off today. Today was her last
Hold
visit.
On.
What?
Ainsby says, how long before she's back on probation? Bunny on Belay says, yeah, we should start an over and under pool. That's awesome. I'd say 2 years. That's all I'm going to give it.
Dude, she lasted this long without ever messing up her probation.
But
she's
that's
never
because...
had a problem with it.
You know you're on probation. I think when you're off it, you tend to let your behavior slip a little more.
Well,
but honestly, I think she did learn her lesson, so I'd say probably not.
Yeah. I mean, she's been on probation since she was 18, and she's getting ready to turn 22.
No shit, that long?
Yeah.
Fuck,
18 or 19, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so she will, she's going out for drinks and stuff tonight, but she will be at Grizzly
to
Jack's.
Celebrate?
Yeah.
Yay, I'm off probation, I'm going to get drunk and
go
get a DUI.
She hasn't been, no, a friend
that
of hers is taking
good.
Her
out. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel a lot better knowing that.
Thank you. Anyway, yeah, so someone else is taking her out tonight for drinks and shit, but, she will be coming to Grizzly Jack's tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
She hasn't been at the... For this time she's been on probation, she's not allowed to be in a bar.
Right.
Or anywhere that serves alcohol or a casino or...
And that's funny because I know someone else that's on probation and they always go to bars and shit like it ain't no thing.
She never fucking crossed that line. She's like, no, how many fucking probation officers do you know gamble? She's like, fuck
all
that.
All of them.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
like, fuck that. I don't want to walk in there and they'll be like, hey. I'll be like, fuck. You know, it's like, I can't deny it. That fucker saw me here.
Bunny on Belay says, I'm thinking about going tomorrow, but I don't think I will have anyone to go with.
Go
Hello,
with us.
Come with the fucking jam hole. And if you want, because I don't really drink that much, you can park your car here and I will designatedly drive us up there. I can guarantee you safe passage there and back to my house. Once you leave my house, I don't know what to tell you. And
right.
I'd say you could crash on the couch, but that'll probably be Sean's spot
probably
again. That was so fucking funny, dude. He was like, cool, and then we left the bar and he was like, oh, I don't feel good.
I just gotta stand here for a minute.
Yeah, you know when your friend, when your bro hound has been drinking a lot and he says, I'm cool, but I just need to stand here for a minute, they're totally not cool
and they're gonna vomit
and they're probably gonna puke. But yeah. I got a truck, so it's cool. Just ride in the back. You can throw up. Just make sure you're facing that way.
Right. Maybe hang your head over the side.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome.
That's
How
gross.
Pissed would I be if I got to work in the morning and I went to load up my truck and there was just
puke
vomit
all over
it. Smeared? That's so foul. So, I think I told this story a long time ago, but once me and my friend Bob were out doing shrooms and we're driving around his big V-dub bus and we're driving down the one way and everything gets all like cartoony, two-dimensional. I'm like, I don't feel good, Bob. He's like, just roll down the window and puke. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. And I fucking rolled down the window and just puked while we're driving down this one way, and it's probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's cool, and I feel a lot better, and we get to my house and go in and come out the next morning ready to go snowboarding. Bob's popping Midol because that was his hangover cure.
Oh my god.
For when you're on mushrooms and alcohol, I guess. And he like goes and gets in and everything's cool, and I walk around and I go to get in and everything is not cool. Puke from the back of the VW bus all the way to the front about where the windows started. And it was winter, so I had to scrape the vomit off with an ice scraper. Which is probably a lot better because it didn't stink as bad because it was frozen. So, totally gross, though. So, yeah, make sure
That's
you don't
disgusting.
Puke on the vehicle.
So, yeah, Ashley's going to be there tomorrow night. She can't wait. I can't wait. Looks like Bunny's going to be there, too.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, definitely. So,
Fuck
we'll be
yeah.
out there in full force. Like I said, I've been rehearsing this song. That's why we started the show early tonight. As soon as this is done and Sean gets off work, we're going to go meet up and rehearse our song because he's doing the chorus on this song for me. I'm going to do Famous, which is off of the Book of Matthew. If you go to thejamhole.com/store, you can check that out. And yeah, maybe one or two other songs. So it'll be a good time either way. And there's, like I said, dance contest, girls drink half off. Yeah, it'll be a good time. So come watch us rap. Come make me super nervous and forget all of my words.
Heckle him. It'll be fun.
Yeah, heckle. Bring hecklers to a hip hop show, please. Instead of like at a stand-up comedy show where the comic will just call you out and make you feel awkward, if you heckle at a hip-hop show, you will probably get shot in the face. I'm just saying, that's how hip-hop rolls.
Oh, yeah?
Or no, wait, is that rap music? Because this is
probably
different.
Probably rap.
That's probably rap. That's my bad. I don't think we have any rap music up here. It's all hip-hop.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, and then again, like I said, April 20th, we're doing a pretty big show. I mean, as far as, you know, our crew goes, this is huge for me, pretty big for them. People that I'm with. So that'll be April 20th in Spokane, Washington.
And Ashley and I both kind of want to go also.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to Vegas like you thought you guys were. So you'll be able to come with us to Spokane.
Yeah,
so,
we're just postponing the trip and we figured that we might go with you to DEF CON in
Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, DEF CON in Vegas. We got a lot of cool trips.
Like, I'm totally broke. I don't have any. You know, I just.
And that's what I was going to say. Because you've lost your job and money's been tight, I don't think we're going to do this Florida trip. On top of the fact that nobody has mentioned anything about, yeah, if you guys do it, we'll be there.
Right.
Except for, you know, the people that live there, Mike Boudet and MDS. So
yeah.
I'm going to say for now.
I'd like to go and just fish, but that's me.
Yeah, but I'm going to say for now, we're not going to have the money unless, you know, somebody gives us a $1 billion record deal or something, which isn't going to happen right now. But yeah, so we're probably most likely not going to do the Florida trip. We're going to do the Spokane thing. We might be doing a live jam hole show there from my friend's house. So if you guys are anywhere in that area, you know, we'll let you guys know what's going to happen there. And then in Vegas, we might do a live episode there. So we're still trying to see what the money situation is and how that's going to work. But how cool would that be? DEF CON, jam hole live show. Maybe we can get a hip-hop thing going on down there.
Yeah, maybe.
All in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Isaiah and Sean really want to go to Vegas so they can hit the streets and hustle their CDs.
Oh, so they might be going, too.
They might be coming with us.
Nice.
But like I said, it's all up in the air. It's still ways away. I think DEF CON is July 31st till August 3rd.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm thinking that's going to happen, so.
And I'm excited for Spokane, though, too, because since Asher's off for probation, we'll just take her car, so that way you, Sean, and Isaiah can all ride together in your car, or whoever the fuck's driving, and me and Ashley can ride behind you guys, you know, doing whatever we do.
MDS says, just get Smashley to yell, thejamhole.com, right in the middle of Matt's rap.
Oh, God.
Like she did at thejamhole.com/250, if you check out our first live audience show.
It was in the middle of the Basement Boys.
From basementboys.com with a Z, not the other fags that are Basement Boys also. God, I'm glad we copyrighted and trademarked and LLC'd our shit. Because if that happened, I would be so pissed. There are two different podcasts, both called The Basement Boys. And that fucking sucks for both of you guys. Shit.
That sucks balls.
But yeah, so they're up there. We do our live show and we're hanging out with everybody. And of course, we're at Anna's. So we close the place down at 4 a.m. because it's our restaurant pretty much. And they're getting up to do a live show, so they didn't have to do it in the hotel room. We're like, yeah, just do it in the restaurant.
Fucking A.
And the whole time. And by this time,
not
everyone.
Not the whole time.
No, but.
At the end,
she was pretty.
It.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, everyone's pretty wasted.
We all
wasted.
Had a blast, though. Like, the ending part.
That was
of
an
our
amazing
show,
time.
Like, of the video that McNally put together for us. And
yeah.
Stuff. The ending is, like, my favorite part, because it shows clips of, like, the after party and shit.
And for only $5, you can get that and help support the show and pay these fucking bills.
Fucking
pay
A.
These motherfucking bills!
Thejamhole.com/store is where
that's
it's
right.
At.
That's right. You can get that at, or if you want to watch the trailer, at /250. So
you can do that.
Check
too.
That shit out.
Woo.
Now, was
you can see
I...
me in a dress.
Yeah, you were looking good, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. Now, am I to believe we had an international conference, okay?
She, like, grabs her face and, like, hides. She's so cute.
What the
I love
fuck
it.
Is the cat
she,
doing?
Like, that's... does this. Like, I don't know if you guys can see it or not, but she...
That's awesome. Thank
she,
you.
She, like, puts crosses over her face
anyway.
With her hands. It's cute.
So there was an international conference to figure out, I guess, they have these conferences. One of the main focal points was Haiti. Now, I read in an article that the U.S., that is us, the us of A, the United States of America, is pledging $1.15 billion in aid to Haiti.
Why?
Now, I don't know.
Is that an aid to our fucking healthcare system thing you're trying to get going?
Even a billion. Even a 500 million would help a brother out, right?
Right.
Now, my big question is, I was under the impression that we were in some pretty decent-sized debt.
Yeah.
So that's negative monies, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't know much about economy and how economics works, but I know personally, when I have negative money...
Let me borrow some money from this guy to give it to these people. That's
when
stupid.
I have negative money, I'm not allowed to buy things with that. So the U.S. has all this negative money, but you have $1.15 billion to give to Haiti?
Yes.
How does that fucking work? I don't know if you know this or not, but Haiti was a dump before the earthquake. We've said this many times. Haiti is a dump now. And $1.15 billion in aid later, guess what? It's still going to be a fucking dump. What the fuck are you wasting money for? Fuck, dude. Unless you're taking all of that money. Now, this might be what they're doing. They're going to take all that money and buy all of the Haitians' plane tickets. And they're going to fly them over to America. And everyone that works for the government is going to get two free slaves. Now, that's just what I heard. I don't know if that's fact. I'm just saying it's a pretty good fucking idea. And that is the only way that spending $1.15 billion in Haiti would be relatively close to being an acceptable move.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. That is fucking ridiculous. What the fuck are you doing? I know, okay, Obama, you're black and they're black and we got this whole fucking brother thing going on. But dude, have you balanced the fucking checkbook in, I don't know, since you've been in fucking office? Because we don't have $10 million, let alone $1.15 billion. So good luck with that. What did you do? Just write off more fucking forests to China? Sorry, yes. China, I know we owe you money first and foremost. But some shit went down in Haiti, and we need to help them re-duct tape their fucking shacks. Unfucking believable, dude. I was so pissed when I read that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Zofu says he wants slaves.
Fucking A.
I want some slaves.
I want some slaves to make me hip-hop beats. Can you fly a couple of them with a musical background?
I want some slaves to go get a job and give me their money.
Oh, okay, I don't think it works that way, because we're not rich white government workers. Anyways, Bunny Humble says that buys a lot of duct tape. That is true. You could build Haiti out of duct tape for $1.15 billion fucking dollars. And Amham says if anyone would get Haitian slaves, it would be China. Is that what we're doing? We're taking the money, buying slaves, and then we're going to give the slaves to China to take some of our debt away.
Why not just give them the money?
Well, because they'll just blow it on drugs and hookers.
You still gave it to him.
We can't trust China like that. Zofu says duct tape is earthquake proof. That is true because it bends. Oh, fuck. All right. Got some news stories here tonight. It's been a fantastic couple days for news. I'll tell you what. Let's start off Trenton, New Jersey, shall we?
Okay.
Not a good time of year right now to be a child. I'll tell you something right now.
When is it ever?
Well, it started with a seemingly innocent party invitation. Hey.
Of course.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
You do that.
A 15-year-old girl and a 7-year-old stepsister, they went to an apartment down the street from their home, near the New Jersey State House, where they had been hanging around outside on a lazy Sunday afternoon. Just chilling, cold kicking it. For the younger girl, police say it quickly descended into a horrifying ordeal in which she was gang raped by as many as seven men on
she
a fucking 7-year old, dude.
She liked
not
it.
Cool.
She asked for it. She was like, I saw my big sister doing it.
Now, the best part about this,
what?
Her sister not only watched, but got paid by those who were raping. They paid her sister to rape the younger one. Huh. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if that was me and I showed up and I'm like, you know, I saw a thing at the gas station where it's like, gang bang, show up here this day, whatever.
We have a 7-year-old.
Right. I would be like giving the money to the 7-year-old and being like, okay, this girl's maybe 18, right? No, I'm 15. Okay, you're 18, right? Pay the 7-year-old. Gangbang is on. You guys are gangbanging the wrong girl, you weird, creepy New Jersey fucks.
Right.
7? How much fun is that with 7 guys? One for each year she is old? Cool, guys. Party time, right? Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Their parents, none the wiser, thought maybe they had both run away. Quote, "We're talking about a kid who told her sister to go into an apartment and let people rape her," the Trenton police said.
Huh.
It's unfathomable. What were you going to say?
Speaking of, like, 7
of raping 7-year-olds? Please, Dan.
No, well, just speaking of children in that.
Oh, fact, okay, right.
I forgot to mention that I watched something else today. What's it called? Real Life Transgender Kids.
Oh, did you watch that?
I never watched that.
Yeah, I got
it's really good.
I got it so we could watch it and talk about it on the show, and I just haven't got around to
it
yet.
Really good. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, so I'd be willing to watch it again. And
okay, we'll talk about it maybe on Monday or something.
It's really cool. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I was like, real life transgender kids?
I couldn't believe some of it. I'm like,
in.
Oh my God.
It's some fucked up shit, right?
No, it's cool, dude.
It just looked cool. I mean, the title like that, come on.
Well, check it out, dude. These little kids at like 3 and 4 years old, it's like a boy, and it's like, no, I'm a girl.
Right.
I'm a girl.
I finger fuck my pussy every night. Honey, you don't have a pussy. There's a hole down there, and I put my fingers in it every night.
No, but like, okay. You know, from that weird time on, they're like, I'm a girl, or like, I'm a boy. No, you're wrong. I'm right. Like, it's weird. It's like,
it's
wow.
Me. I'm telling you what I am. Who the fuck are you to tell me I'm not, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's
all right, well, I'll watch
cool
it.
Stuff.
I'll watch it, and we'll give you guys a report on it.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, the cop's like, this is unfathomable, and that's crazy. Like, your stepsister who, okay, she's 15.
She might just hate her
because
she's
7.
A stepsister.
Well, what I'm thinking is that the 7-year-old, regardless of what happened, she's going to look up to the 15-year-old. She's going
right.
to want to be like that.
You
want
to be cool? You fucking do this.
That's right. You take that cock, you fucking creepy fucks. But so what's worse, the 15-year-old, because that's still pretty young, but I think you know enough about that this is wrong.
Oh yeah, I was
but
so at
13, what's worse?
No big deal.
What's worse, the 15-year-old girl who's getting money for this happening, or the guys that are actually doing it?
I say the girl,
because she initiated it.
Yeah,
the guys just showed up expecting an of age chick, or do you think they knew like
they
this is some creepy shit?
They probably were invited. They're kind of like under the assumption that they're gonna get with her.
All right, well, possibly.
You know, and they're like, "Fuck, I gotta stick my dick in something." It's her fault.
And I'm already here. I'm ready to rock and roll. I've been fluffed. I've been pre-fluffed.
Right.
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's her fault. Fuck her.
The teen has been charged with aggravated sexual assault, promoting prostitution, and other crimes. Her name was not released because, of course, her age. But the county prosecutor, her name could not be released of her age, but her virginity was 5 years old. But the county prosecutor plans to ask the court to try her as an adult. Absolutely, right? You know what the fuck you're doing. Not, I could see if you accidentally were walking down the street at night and got gang raped by 7 dudes, but you
were solicited.
Like, you made some calls and shit. You had the time blocked off on your Google calendars and
shit. She made
shit.
Some posters.
You made some posts. You knew what the fuck you were doing.
Had
absolutely.
Some stickers.
Try her as an adult for sure. Dead. Killer. Done. And probably the 7-year-old cuz.
I don't know. Maybe put her in like juvie until she's 18.
Maybe send her to Heidi Fleiss and let her deal with it.
What is that?
The old Hollywood madame that was head of one of the major prostitution rings back in the day. Heidi Fleiss, really?
Yeah, no.
You've never heard of Heidi Fleiss?
No.
Isn't that her name? Am I getting that right? I don't know. You guys will find it. But
anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Burger's got the torrent for Real Life Transgender Kids if you guys want to watch
Check
it with
out,
us.
Check that out, dude. It's actually pretty
I'm sure that
good.
Is a completely 100%
legal
torrent.
Torrent, right.
Allegedly. Okay.
Got it.
So, yeah, the teen was charged. They want her to be tried as an adult, as do we. I fully agree with that. It's like, excuse my face, it's like computer crimes. Any computer crime committed, no matter how old, if the kid is 5 and it's a computer crime, they try you as an adult because
Why?
The idea is
if you're smart
it's
enough.
Not an accident. If you know enough to commit crime on a computer, you know what you're doing. Like hackers. They're like a 10-year-old kid hacked into Wall Street or something. They tried him as an adult because he knew exactly what he was doing. You don't just accidentally pick up a gun and shoot somebody because you're a child. Like, you know you're fucking hacking. You don't accidentally hack, okay?
Maybe. I mean, maybe they're smart enough to know what all that stuff does, but they're just,
but
like,
not
curious.
Not smart enough to know the laws about it? I can see that.
Maybe not smart enough to know the laws, and maybe not smart enough to know when to stop.
That, look, I just made $10 million on Wall Street because I hacked some shit.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
I,
but, like, you know, you have limits. You know when to stop.
Right.
A kid might not
They don't
those
know
limits.
That
they,
you can
they
crack
don't
a
consequences to it.
Right. I understand that. You can crack a web key, but if you use that web key to access the network, then that's illegal. But
right.
just
they
hacking it because
that.
You're not on the point,
they just
you're okay.
They just want to see if they can do it.
Right, but they took it. I see that. But for the most part, they've always tried them as adults because they knew what they were doing.
That's kind of retarded, I think.
Kid geniuses, man. Crazy out there.
Mm-hmm.
So when the girls didn't return home by 4:30 Sunday afternoon, the parents called the cops, believing the older one had run away from home and taking her younger sister with her. In fact, they were down the street inside a 13th floor apartment at Rowan Towers, a nearby high-rise complex so dangerous that Trenton police are hired as security guards at night.
Wow.
A.K.A. in the ghetto.
Shit.
In the ghetto. Fuck yeah, dude. That's some hard living right
13th
there.
13th floor? It's pretty fucking
I didn't
high
think places had 13 floors.
Well, you're right.
Didn't they do that? It's like 12 and 14. There is no 13th. That's weird. Maybe it's so ghetto they have a 13th floor.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck, dude. Quote, they keep it clean on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that you have to worry about. Oh, those words hold so true. Said some neighbor. He says that police are coming out of the building all the time. Inside apartment 13C, police said the 7-year-old was soon left alone as her sister headed back to the bedroom to sell sex to several men. When she came out into the living room, she handed her 7-year-old sister money and encouraged her to let the men touch her. Quote, it went from touching to straight out assault and rape, Juniac said, the cop. They threatened to kill her if she screamed or told anyone. Afterward, the child put on her clothes and left. Her sister stayed behind with the men. They were her homies, dude. Those were her boys. That was her gang. That's her dogs. Shit, dude. That's fucked up, man.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Two women found the child crying outside the apartment, walked her home where police were waiting. Child told them what happened and was treated at a hospital. When police located the 15-year-old later that night, she also told them what happened and was arrested. The Trenton mayor, he says that...
I hit that. It was awesome.
Yeah, right? It's like, man, I hit that shit. It was tight as fuck. He said the crimes are among the worst he's seen in 20 years as mayor. Really? This was the worst you've seen as in 20 years in fucking Jersey? Open
right?
your eyes, bro. I'm sure.
Is that worse than, like, murder? Brutal
well,
murder?
Yeah,
of, like,
I mean,
a
7-year-old
woman or something?
But honestly, it kind of sounds like these kids were a little ghetto to begin with. So probably 7-year-old's like, shit, nigga, I just made money. Part of my house.
Crying. I don't know.
Right. Well, that was all for show because, you know, she didn't want to get busted for prostitution, right? Fuck.
Oh, God.
Got to play the part. Quote, it's sickening, he said. The police are taking this personal. I know there's a place in hell for all the people that participate in this, and I'm sure they will get there. Cool. Mayor.
Right.
I'm sure hell is a real thing, okay? quote, personally, what about if hell is real, then so is God. Where was God when this 7-year-old was getting gangbanged?
He has a plan.
Dealing
God
with
works
Haiti?
Mysterious ways. You don't oh,
right.
Know.
My plan is to let a 7-year-old get gangbanged. Praise me.
It's all
me.
For a reason.
Praise me.
It's all for a reason.
You're not praising me. Hey, oh, you, praise me. Cool,
it's
God.
It's all for a reason, man.
yeah, so it just kind of goes on. It's kind of fucked up, though. So moving on here. We got kind of a running theme this episode, it
Do
seems
we?
Like.
Is it rape?
Possibly. This one, let's take a little trip to Chesterfield County, South Carolina.
All right.
Hit her, hit her. Investigators in South Carolina said that a woman was running a strip club for underage boys out of her mobile home, read trailer, that was complete with a stripper pole and lap dances.
Nice. Wait, so the boys were dancing, or it was a strip club for underage
boys? It sounds like she was the one dancing, and she let the boys come in, but let's see. The Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office said 27-year-old Gwendolyn Lowry. It's Mike Lowry. I'm Mike Lowry. Do you remember that, Bad Boys? It was a cool movie. Really? I like that movie. Gwendolyn Lowry stripped and danced using the pole in the middle of her living room. Investigators said Lowry's customers ranged from 12 to 19 years old.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Now, again, we have the moral institution here. Is it?
Nolly's Undead says this woman needs a reward. She's a fucking hero.
She's a fucking saint, man. You can now cuss about the chat room also, by the way.
Okay.
Now, going back to the moral compass here, is it her bad for providing this service, or is it the kids, or is it the kids' parents for letting this, not keeping an eye? When I was 12 to 19, okay, well, maybe not 19. When I was 12 to 13, okay, bad example. Kids, when you're that age, your parents should know where the fuck you are at all times.
No, they shouldn't.
And when I was younger than 12, my parents knew where the fuck I was at all the time.
Mine
like,
didn't.
I never. And granted, maybe my situation was different because we lived up in the, you know, way up in by Ashley Lake and all that. So who knows? But
yeah, I lived in a city.
In California, when I lived there from when I was born up until fifth grade, I moved up here when I was in fifth grade. I was barely allowed to go down the block. I couldn't go around the block. That was, like, big deal. Like, we had to have another parent with us if we went around the block. For the first few years that I remember, I wasn't allowed to cross the street. I had to stay on our side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had, like, all the kids that lived on our side of the street, and it was all the same. Like, there are parents, you can't go across the street till you're older, whatever.
Right.
So we all played, and then there was, like, the other set of kids who are on the other side of the street, uh-huh. and, like, we couldn't play with them because they were over there. It was really weird, but...
See, like, my mom, we lived in kind of a, you know, not upper class, not lower class, but, like, middle class, decent houses and stuff, a nice area.
Right. Not rich, but we're not struggling.
Right, the comfortable area or whatever. It was nice, but my friend lived across the street, like, four houses down, and I wasn't allowed to walk to her house unless my mom was standing outside and watched me.
Yeah.
Made sure I got in the door.
And that's what I'm saying. So if you're a 12-year-old and you're in this house.
My parents never bought me a bike. They bought my brother a bike. I had to steal it and use it to ride to my fucking friend's house. And my brother is 6 years younger than me. So when I rode his bike, my knees hit the handlebars.
Nice. Willy Goat says, I ran away when I was six. But wasn't allowed to cross the street, so I just circled my block for 2 hours.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Fucking A, Willy Goat. Fucking A. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably, you know, maybe don't set up a stripper lounge in your fucking trailer.
Yeah, I blame that on the lady.
For kids. But also, if you live in a trailer park, your parents should probably be watching you. So I'm going to say split the blame. They cancel each other out, and you're all free to go. Done.
Okay.
How much money did they pay? Like, do 12-year-olds have dollar bills? They probably
had
Monopoly money and shit. And she's like, the fuck is this shit? Bouncer?
That's how you get bullies at school. They're, like, robbing kids for their lunch money and shit.
Straight up jacking
fools. I need to
go
get my fix after work. I gotta go see some pussy. Give me your lunch money.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I need to get my little 12-year-old pecker hard.
Bunny says trading PS2 games.
Yeah, no shit, right? So the deputies said they found alcohol and a price list for various services, including lap dances for... How much would you say a lap dance goes for in a trailer park?
Well, actually... Okay,
how much did you sell lap dances for when you lived in a trailer park, whore?
What?
I know. I love
you. On special, they were $15 for...
Whoa. Way down. We're talking 12 to 19 year olds.
I'm talking about when I was stripping.
Okay.
If it was, okay, on in happy hour, which was 2 hours long, you would get two dances for $30, so $15 a piece. Regular, it was 25.
Why'd they call it happy hour?
Because everybody gets happy.
Nice. Zofu says $3.50. $5. $5 holla. Come on, boys, up. Slap dance time. Get out your cunts. Sheriff's office said when deputies went into the home, there were several boys sitting around the pole.
Oh, my God.
Lowry is charged with liquor law violation. She's, like, serving drinks and shit, man. She was running this shit proper. Where'd you get a stripper pole at? Like, you live in a trailer court? But that's what I'm saying. You live in a trailer. Where the fuck do you have money to buy a stripper pole? I guess it paid for itself, right?
Yeah, probably.
But at the rate of selling $5 a lap dance, like, that's some work.
I need to do that.
Fucking A, dude.
I need some money.
Bunny on Belay says, I have a stripper pole. Will you bring it on Thursday?
Oh,
is it mobile? Because that would be so awesome. Are you going to enter the dance contest tomorrow night, Bunny? Because I think you probably should
get together and run an underground like stripper ring.
Fuck that shit. We should open up a strip club here. There ain't one. The closest strip club is in Missoula. Fuck them. Who?
I don't know, but they can't open one here. I don't know.
We can't have medical marijuana dispensaries because the city doesn't know how to handle it. You seem to know how to handle all the fucking bars and the drunk drivers that kill your fucking kids, okay, right? That's cool, right? Let's put it right here by this park. But whoa, no medical marijuana dispensaries.
Where did you start talking about that? We're talking about strip clubs.
I know, but I'm saying the city is fucking retarded here.
Well, let's open up a strip club.
The people that run the city are getting DUIs for fuck's sake. Who the fuck are you to say that we can't do this?
Well, let's open up a strip club.
Anyway, yeah, let's do it. But she says the pole is mobile. So can you bring that tomorrow? That would be awesome. Zofu says, if you don't have a stripper pole in your house, your life is not complete. Charlie Clown says, there used to be a bikini bar in Whitefish, but it got shut down. Yeah, the closest strip club is Missoula. That's 120 miles.
They always get shut down.
There's one in Spokane called Stateline on the border of Idaho and Washington that is...
Because all these churches and shit run them out.
It is, dude. It fucking is. It's unbelievable.
You just can't fucking break to their shit. You can't fold. You just gotta
do it. Because they pad the pockets. I guarantee it. They don't pay taxes, so they have extra money to spend buying off the politicians. And that's fucked up. Somebody needs to start burning down some churches here.
Mham says Cali is torted. You should move to Florida.
Yeah.
No. And I could go to work at the Cheetah.
Yeah, cool. I've always wanted a stripper girlfriend again. Larry's
just
charged
the other day you were like, I am so, like, what did you say?
I'm proud of you.
You're like, I think that's awesome. Is that like something you tell people all the time? You're like, yeah, I date an ex-stripper.
Fuck yeah. No, I don't. I say I date a stripper. I don't even say ex. You strip for me every night. You need to start doing it more sexy, though, I gotta say. So, Lowry is charged with liquor law violation, several counts of contributing to the delinquency of minors. Investigators said more arrests and other charges are possible. She's been released on some bond. One of the comments says, she should have registered with ACORN, A-C-O-R-N. What's that? An acronym for?
God, I know what it is.
It says they would have taught her how to avoid arrest. What is ACORN? Anyone know
I can't remember. I've heard of it, and I'm not sure.
MM has a good point, speaking about if we moved to Florida and you were a stripper again. Uh-huh. He says, hey, she could be your sugar mama.
I could be.
You could be, instead of being the other way around. That'd be kind of cool.
I could be.
And the next comment says, something tells me there was more than drinking, stripping, and dancing going on inside Gwendolyn's mobile home.
Probably some fucking and some sucking.
That's awesome.
Ew.
That's so awesome.
Disgusting.
Anyway, so moving on. That sucks to live in a trailer cart, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Poor kids.
I don't even know where to begin with this next one, so I'm just going to start at the beginning. Devastated by the news that his girlfriend was going to marry another man, a teenager from a village in central Java, cut off his own penis in a fit of despair.
Whoa. You're marrying somebody else?
And it's like,
why?
You know, a little saying we all like to live by called there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Right.
You just cut your dick off. How are you going to fish if you don't have a fishing pole?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I mean, how do you?
It's gone.
Now what?
You broke your pole.
You might as well move to Munich because now you're a eunuch.
Back on.
A eunuch in Munich. No, I doubt it, especially not after you hear where it went. Any hopes of reattaching the severed member were dashed after the 19-year-old threw the appendage into a well, and it could not be found by residents of Bansari Village. Well, you know, I'll say this. I hope he made a wish. A wishing well, kiss and tell. Ooh, 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 ooh. What song is that?
Amesby says it's a wedding present. Now she can fuck them both.
Nice. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Cracking jokes in the chat tonight.
I did this for you.
I didn't think anyone was going to show up because we were recording early. But look at this. We got the bot. We got it packed. Fuck yeah. And you guys are 16 funny.
16 people watching live.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, oh, God. Sugeng Budi Susantia, director of the Kilicap General Hospital, said on Monday that it was extremely fortunate that medical personnel were able to save the life of the teenager, who was identified only by the initials AMD. Which is funny, because I'm on an AMD Turion X2 BIOS Intel. That's an AMD, though. Huh? Also, you know what they all have in common?
I don't care.
They don't have penises. Weird, huh?
Cool.
That's weird.
Charlie Clown says, I was at Dairy Queen.
Right on. Thank you for that.
Anyway.
He arrived at the hospital last Thursday in critical condition from blood loss. Quote, it was a critical time, he said. Cutting off a penis can be fatal.
Yeah, not just, there's a lot of blood flow going on
well,
down there.
That, do you cut
is
it?
Is that a boner, dude?
That's what I was going to say. Do you cut it off when it's fully erect or if it's limp? Because I'm thinking, you cut it off fully erect, you have blood squirting out.
Yeah.
And then it gets limp and now you have a vagina. But if it's limp and you cut it off, I think you would have a higher chance, a higher percentage of survival.
Yeah.
Because you're not like bleeding out instantly. That's, but you gotta weigh both sides of it. It is easier to cut off when it's erect because it's just a big old sausage. You're like, boom. Especially like my dick, when it's not erect, it's like this big, maybe.
It's so small.
But when it's erect, it's like, boom. I am Matt's penis. And then when it goes down, it's like, hey, guys, I'm Matt's penis.
What did you say? What did you call it last night?
My little fucking pecker.
Look at my little pecker.
I know, because it's
so
small.
You totally did. And
then,
like, you whipped it out on the couch and flopped it around in between your two fingers.
I know, like this. Like, check it out. Look at my little pecker.
Look at my little pecker.
But then it grows, and it's like, this is my dick.
No, it's still
it goes from little pecker into big dick.
No, it's still your little pecker.
Fuck off.
That's crooked.
Anything's little compared to the Grand Canyon, honey.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, it's a very nice penis. It's just crooked.
Okay, well, you still have a large gaping vagina. So.
Well, I like
Sue it Gang crooked. Said that several
times. Wow.
Months. You have a perfect vagina in
I'm
every
not having
way.
Sex with you.
Who smelled that coming? Come on. Sue Gang said that after several days in the intensive care unit, the teenager had been transferred to a standard recovery room, though he was being provided with additional security to ward off the swarm of journalists besieging the hospital. Sir, excuse me, sir. What are your thoughts on cutting off your own dick? You sad, sad man.
Right?
Oh, my God. Like, this bitch must have had, like, the golden pussy or something to make a man want to cut off his own dick because of that. That's fucked up, dude. Though, quote, the patient is in shock over what he experienced. Yeah.
You think?
I think.
I cut off my own dick.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
And then I tried to jerk it off. And then I tried to suck it just to see what it would feel like. But then I couldn't feel anything. Fuck. Didn't think that through, did you?
No,
you
not
dumb
very
fuck.
At all.
And, what did I say? Oh, yeah, he's in shock, of course. Reporters can ask the family about this case, but do not interfere with their comfort. Well, thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah.
So, they said a source confirmed that AMD Turion X2 processor, clocked at 1.4 gigahertz, had cut off his penis. See, there's at least five people
fucking
in the
nerd.
Chat that appreciate that,
nerd.
Though. Had cut off his penis after he discovered his girlfriend intended to marry another man. See, you're in the wrong part of Durka Durkaville. If you were, like, 150 miles south, that way, you would just be given a bride, and she would have no choice in it.
Yeah.
See, you're in the part where women actually have a choice, and that was your first mistake. The sliced off penis has not been found, the source said. Allegedly, AMD, Turion X2, threw it in a well with the intention of committing suicide because he thought nobody would be able to save his life. If you didn't cut your little wanker off in the first place, maybe you wouldn't. Forget it. These people.
So does he just have balls?
That's weird, right? Having balls with no dick? The beans, but not the Frank? That's weird.
It's totally, they're totally going to shrink up.
Just a couple of nuts? Like, what would they do, though? You're making semen, but there's, like, do you have just a little valve that you open and it just pours semen out?
I wonder if, like,
that's gross.
If he cut it off and there's still, like, a nub there, if, like, he can still, like, jerk the nub off.
And get the sperm to come out? That's fucked up. I'm just thinking, like, a little fucking thing, you just open it, it just comes pouring out, and then you close it, and that's it.
Oh my god, like a little release valve.
Willie Goat has a good point. He says, one less idiot reproducing.
Yeah.
Zofu says, best first date movie ever. Fuck yeah.
Oh my god. That's, I don't know, dude. I would commit suicide after cutting off my own penis, though.
I would know enough about myself to know that I would never cut off my own penis.
I'll do it for you one day.
Moving on. So, this story kind of has to do a little bit with maybe a disgruntled ex of sorts. Las Cruces. Did I say that right? Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay.
A teen who allegedly defecated in a man's car. That's taking a dump for the rest of you.
All right.
Thinking it was his girlfriend's, was indicted Thursday on multiple charges of criminal property damage. Hey, why are you pooping in my car? This is
your girlfriend?
This is... Oh, shit. I should have known there wasn't a silly little glittery princess sticker on it. Damn it.
You didn't just break up
with
me.
Or the funny thing is, maybe they both have little princess stickers on it. He's like, oh, shit. Leaving work late the night of March 11th, the car's owner reported finding 18-year-old Austin Horace Purifoy in the back seat of his Honda Civic, pulling up his underwear. Quote, this is your car? Purifoy said, according to documents filed in court. I thought this was Desiree's car. Shit. Do you think he, like, scooped up the poop and, like, found her car and then put it in there? I bet he did. No, I don't think he got a chance to.
No,
Purifoy then
so
allegedly got out of the car and ran west toward the western world. No, wait, you're in New Mexico. You're already here. The car's right front window had been shattered with a rock. The glove box had been rummaged through, and some coins had been taken from a film canister, the car's owner said. You jacked the fool's change? That's fucked up.
What?
And do you think... Okay,
what's
you,
more fucked up, jacking some change
well,
or shitting in
right.
the back seat?
Maybe she deserved it, though. We don't know that.
Probably,
but,
bitch.
Zofu says, going back to the penis cutting off thing, if you're gonna cut off your penis, might as well kill yourself.
Right.
That's what we learned from the jam hole today. That's why. That's one to grow on, or to not grow, if you know what I mean. Come on. So, but what I was gonna say, if you, okay, I understand you break the window, and you're rummaging through shit. Maybe when you find something in the glove box...
That's, like, not in your girlfriend's name?
That, for one. But for two, I'm thinking, like, if I was going through a glove box, it's your girlfriend. Do you know maybe some things that she would have? And when you look in this car, clearly, like, girls have a bunch
maybe
of crap in their car.
Maybe he didn't really...
Just, you know, he was just so pissed. He just went
no,
for
maybe
the gold.
He just... You know, it hadn't been with her long enough.
Maybe they were dating for like 3 days and he's heartbroken, gonna take a dump in her
car.
Or
maybe he just never really went in her car. I mean, how often are you in my car?
But I know that, like, I would see things
a wreck.
That are yours, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, and this was a dude's car. So, for one, it's male belongings in the car, not female stuff. And that's two totally different things.
Like, in my car, there's not a bunch of female shit.
But there's clothes and stuff, and that right there gives it away. Guys don't keep
clothes
in their
car. There's no clothes in my car.
Isn't there? Did you get them out?
I never had.
I thought there was when
we
went to
sample.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. That just seems weird that you would like maybe know after rummaging through all of the shit. You know, like, huh? When did my girlfriend change her name to Rick Smith?
Right.
That's weird. Police also discovered a cinder block had been thrown through the glass door of a business a few yards away from where the Honda had been parked. Footprints leading from the door to the Honda were later found to match Purifoy's shoes, which had a distinctive dot and circle pattern. He's like, yo, dude, I paid like $400 to get my initials on my shoe sole.
Right.
It's ill. Except that now that's how they'd caught you, you dumb,
right,
dumb
you
person.
Dumb fuck.
Oh, boy. Located not long after by a nearby ditch, Purifoy allegedly told the cops he was outside because he didn't want his girlfriend to see him smoking. I don't even think this guy has a girlfriend.
I think this guy's crazy.
Yeah. He was indicted Thursday by a Duane County grand jury on two charges of criminal property damage for the broken glass door and the victim's car, one charge of B&E.
See, Bunny's got the right idea. Maybe he went to, like, break into the car, and he's rummaging through the fucking glove box. He says, who are all these love letters from? Bitch is cheating. I don't take a dump in her car.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
That was so awesome.
Sucks. Oh, man.
That's probably how it went down. He's like, that looks like her car. It, like, goes there and, like, goes through the fucking shit. Who the fuck is Rick Smith?
The motherfucker.
I'm pooping in this bitch.
I'm so mad I could poop.
I'm gonna
poop. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, moving on. Let's shift gears here for a sec, and then we'll get back to weird sexual things with people that shouldn't be sexual yet. So,
okay,
there was a man, a 21-year-old man. He jumped off of the Empire State Building and killed himself. And I always wondered about this, that you, like, what that would look like, just the aftermath, and, like, as he's falling, and you hit people, and, oh my god, blows my mind. So, he was 21 years old, like I said, he leapt to his death from an observation deck of the Empire State Building on Tuesday. The man, whose name was not released, got a running start and cleared a barrier on the observation deck, 86th floor.
Jesus Christ,
so,
man.
And I did a little math. About a story is about 10 feet. So 860 feet.
Oh, my God.
Landed on a sidewalk in front of Bank of America.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I would pay $2 million if I was rich to have seen that and had a video camera like, ah! Like, if there was ever an example of the Doppler effect in action.
That is it.
That's it right there, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
What are you? What do you mean, what am I?
I'm the Doppler effect. God.
What? You don't...
That's awesome. So, the man landed on a sidewalk in front of the Bank of America branch near the northeast entrance of the skyscraper on West 34th Street near 5th Ave. In the skyscraper's long history, and I didn't know this, construction began in 1930. It opened on May 1st, 1931.
Okay.
Ever since then, more than 30 people have leapt to their deaths.
Well, that's a pretty, you know, cool way to go out.
Right. And it's like a landmark, so you're like, oh, man, this will definitely, I'm sure every one of those deaths has in the paper for sure, you know.
They've got them logged, dude. Yeah, they do. History doesn't forget.
Never forget. Always remember. In January of 2009, a 54-year-old woman who worked at a clothing store in the building gained access to the 39th floor window. She jumped and landed on a balcony on the 25th floor where she died.
Yeah.
So, that's weird, right? So out of 30 people that have died, they mentioned that one. Maybe that was the last one that happened. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
January of 2009. 54-year-old woman. You didn't get very far. This dude was going for the gold, dude. 86
Ran
floors
and jumped
up.
So he didn't have to, like, hit any other floors.
You know he fucking dived over it, like, perfect swan style, like Greg Louganis, just fucking tucking it, dude.
I bet you had a blast before you hit the ground.
What's the terminal velocity of a, let's say, a math whiz is in the chat real quick. 150-pound man. 860 feet falling. What's terminal velocity of that? If you guys can post
Splat.
That. I'm just
That's
curious how fast he was going when he hit. But yeah, that would be fucking mind-blowing to see, right?
I wonder how big the radius of the splat was.
Well, if we knew the terminal velocity, we could figure that out. Anyway, moving on. So going back to the weird sex things. Munfordville, Kentucky. A babysitter.
Cool.
Her husband
raped a baby.
And four other men are accused of
gang raping the baby.
Sexually molesting at least 8 children who were under the babysitter's care.
Cool. I knew it.
Kentucky! Holla if you hear me.
Hello.
Unbelievable. What is wrong, guys? What's Obama not doing what he said he would? Or
they just want to screw babies, you know why? Babies are like little kids because they won't tell.
We're not going to rehash this, but once again, I don't understand.
I know it's disgusting, but you know what?
Okay.
They're not going to tell.
That's true. Maybe. Is that it, though?
Maybe.
Neither.
They don't know that they can go to a lawyer. They don't know that they can go and, like, go to the police.
Neither do animals, so go fucking animal, dude.
I don't know.
Is it just because it's not the same species? But like a baby, I don't know, dude. I've never understood that. I don't get it. So Patricia Buster and her husband Kenny Buster, he certainly did, faced more than 1,000 charges for what the Munfordville Hit-A-Herta police chief had, he said, happened inside their home over a 13-year span.
Wow.
This has been going on for 13 years.
One of the kids finally fess up. That's probably what happened. I mean, 13 years. One of the kids had have like grown up and been like, yeah, they touched me.
Or, yeah, they got to that age where the kid was like, why don't I get any of this money? I'm doing the work. And then they're like, fuck it. And he went and told.
Yeah, probably.
Quote, it's been unreal. It's really been unreal. Excuse me, said the chief, Greg Atwell. Basically, any of the children who went in the Buster home
got raped.
Sorry, I can't help that. Buster Brown. In the Buster house were potential victims, Atwell said. Atwell said the couple's crimes first came to light when a relative and two friends accused the Busters. Do they call them the Busters because they were busting hymens?
Probably. I don't know.
That's a poor joke. But the relative and the two friends accused him of sexual abuse several years ago. Kenny Buster pleaded guilty in 07. Patricia Buster did the same in 08. Now, in October of 09, you were right. A 15-year-old made new accusations. Pay me, or I'm talking. I'll go to the cops.
I knew it.
And, quote, she's the one who come forth on her own, which I highly commend her, which started the second investigation, Atwell said. That second investigation led to 8 more victims who told the chief they were abused between 1990 and 2003. Fuck, that's such a long time to be, like, not... And generally, like, what I understand is that people that do this kind of shit are not the smartest people, so they usually get caught really quick. 13 years, dude? That's a good run. I mean, not good, but you know what I'm saying. That's a good run.
Hey, Charlie Clown says a fall of 850 feet in 10 seconds would be at a velocity of 25.908 meters per second.
Yeah, I know what the fucking equation was. I just didn't want to do the math. Thank you, though. So 26 meters per second he's falling at. And that's assuming 150 pound person?
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't, that, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's going to be a pretty good blood splatter radius.
Oh, yeah.
Know, for sure.
I don't think there's going to be,
like,
any, like,
you didn't hit anybody?
Visible thing left.
Because, you know, if I was going to do that, I would not make a sound. I wouldn't, because, you know, people hear that.
I would try and land.
Obviously.
Someone.
I know, right? Like, oh, man.
Hey, little kid.
That's so funny.
Splat.
So, this is amazing. This is blowing my fucking mind. 13 years, dude.
People get away with it, man.
I don't know, man. So, the March 2nd indictment against Patricia Buster sorry, listed 375 charges, including sex abuse, cake and sodomy, and rape. The indictment against Kenny Buster listed 718 counts of similar charges. Police said the investigation also revealed the Busters allowed two of Kenny's brothers, Palmer and Harold Buster. Palmer Buster. Gotta get him. That's awesome. And two friends, Mark Puckett and Leslie Melton.
Puckett?
Is Leslie related to Patrick Melton? To abuse the children. Quote, that's very scary to know. You take your child to someone to babysit your child, and for the child to be done that way? How would you like them to have been done, Kim O'Neill?
Well,
you done. Fucking weirdo. O'Neill said she's following the case closely because something similar happened to her daughter. Quote, it causes you to be angry and makes you want to do things you never thought you'd have in your head because it's your child that's been hurt. Well, Miss O'Neill, Miss April O'Neill, or no, Kim O'Neill, Ninja Turtles, right? All right. Maybe if you were raising your kids instead of taking them to some hit-a-hat-a-hurt-a fucking babysitter, this never would have fucking happened. Oh my god, you mean I have to give birth and raise the kid? Fuck that.
I would have never thought.
You don't know who's running your daycares. You don't know who's your babysitter. You might think you know them. You don't know shit. Raise your kids and you won't have to worry about it. Unless your parents are the Busters. Then watch out. So yeah, Kenny Buster Is serving an 18-year prison sentence on the original counts of rape and incest. Ooh, you know what that means. He fucked his own kids.
Yeah.
Ugh, whoa. Patricia Palmer and Harold Buster, along with Melton and Puckett, are each hit ahead of her to being held at the county jail on $200,000 cash bonds. Atwell said, "This should be a reminder to parents to be extremely careful about choosing a babysitter. Parents should ask their kids if they feel comfortable returning to a babysitter as well." No shit, you mean parents should talk to their fucking kids once in a while? Oh my god, this is groundbreaking. You should write a book. Unfucking believable. I don't get it. Here's another one. Shalimar. I don't know where that is, but someone Google it and tell me maybe. A woman who said she accidentally sent out a photo of her vagina in a chat room. Okay, first of all, oops, there went my vagina into the chat room again. Oops, there went my vagina into the internet again. You don't accidentally. No. That's the same thing as computer hacking when you're a kid. You don't accidentally hack into Wall Street. You don't accidentally send a picture of your twat to a fucking chat room, okay? She started tripping, or what? A woman who said she accidentally sent out a photo of her vagina in a chat room started tripping, in quotes, okay, whatever. Is that on mushrooms? Acid? Started tripping?
I have no idea.
Bit her boyfriend and then knifed him, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Kizzy LaFay Campbell Hidherta, who is 31, was charged with battery and aggravated battery using a deadly weapon. Her boyfriend told deputies that he came home March 21st and found out that his girlfriend had multiple internet chat messages from, quote, other dudes. He checked the messages and found that they were provocative, so he looked at the outgoing messages. That's when he discovered her vagina.
That she was a slut.
A slut. Wow.
A computer slut.
Computer slut. A cam whore slut. When he confronted her, he said that she, quote, started tripping. Oh, I get it. Like, yo, that fool's straight tripping. It's spelled not with a G. It should be tripping, not tripping.
Anyway.
And said that she hadn't meant to send out that photo. Right. He told the deputy that she persuaded him it was just an accident, and he was trying to be understanding, dummy. When he tried to hug her, she bit him in the shoulder, scratched him, and grabbed a large kitchen knife, which she used to cut his arm. He had a large bloody bite mark on his shoulder, multiple scratches, and a small laceration on his left arm. The two had been living together for 7 years.
Holy shit.
Is that the 7-year itch, as they say?
I don't know, dude.
Fuck, dude.
That's fucked.
Oops, there goes my vagina. Sorry.
No big deal.
Yeah. And there goes Who me says? Typing autoerotic things in the chat room. My hands are possessed. Oops, there goes a picture of my butthole.
You just don't send shit like that anymore, dude, because it ends up going to, like, 300 more people.
Yeah, and once it's on the internet, there's no getting rid of it.
And if you're going to do it, you can't do it with your face in it, with anything else of you in it, just that. And don't put your hand in it, especially if you have tattoos on it, because then it's like, yeah. I know that's you, motherfucker.
I know that's you. Exactly. Right. So, that's fucked up, man. She's going to court, of course. Oh, let's see here.
I remember one dude sent me a picture of his dick, and he was holding it in his hand, you know. The first time he sent me one picture, and it was just his dick, and that was it. And I'm like, dude.
Limp or hard?
Hard.
Nice.
And I was like, dude, I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, hold it with your hand so I can see how big it is, one, and I want to prove it to you.
Does that get you off?
Well, no, if you're going to send me a picture of your dick, you know,
my dick,
I need
not big
a
enough?
Size comparison.
Is my dick not big enough?
Big
oh,
enough.
Like, have a lighter, like a Bic lighter in
yeah,
the picture?
Yeah.
So you, okay, I get it.
Yeah, so I'm always like, you know, give me a, if back when I was doing that, hold your dick in your hand and send me the picture. Well, one of them, they sent me the picture, and I knew it was him because he had this tattoo on his thumb, and I was like, nice. And he's like, don't you fucking show that anyone. I can see my tattoo in it. I forgot.
Oops. It's all over the internet now, son.
Nah, it wasn't. I showed it to one chick, and then she ended up fucking him, so.
Really?
Really.
Is yeah. that all it takes sometimes? Is just,
yeah, I
here's
went
my
to
dick.
Boise, Idaho, and
here's
she
my
fucked
dick.
Him, and I was a little mad, but I got over it because I had to fucking some dude over there. So it didn't matter.
Of course. Of course. I mean,
whatever.
Come on.
Dude had a big dick, though. Gotta say.
Fucking A. Fucking A.
Big. It was kind of skinny, though. It was like a pipe.
Ugh. No. Like a needle?
No. Like.
No, it'll, how can you even say that? Because even with my little pecker, you still like, ow, that's too far. It hurts, so.
It's because yours is long.
What? You said I had a little pecker earlier. Oh, it's you were just, joking because yes. It's 12 feet fucking long.
And when we do it doggy style, if you angle me in a certain position, you hit deeper than normal.
I only do that on purpose because it's cool to hear, ow, too far.
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay, last story. This is just a quick thing I wanted to mention. In East China, they found 21 infant bodies wrapped up in bags. This one's for you, babe. I love you.
Okay.
A man is fishing out several bags that contain 21 bodies of babies under the Guangzhou Bridge in village of Jingjiang, Shandong Province, on March 28th, 2010. The bodies, which had started decomposing, no shit, still had tags on their legs with names.
These are two of my favorite things.
And
fishing
weight.
And dead babies.
I know. Hey, holla.
Hey, thank
That's
you.
That's right. So they had the tags on them with names, height, and weight information, but no hospital name. According to a local health department, these babies probably were dumped by hospitals as medical waste after dying from diseases or abortion. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum. 8 of the dead babies had labels attached to their feet with information saying they had been treated and declared dead in 2 local hospitals. No clues were found on the remaining bodies.
Maybe get rid of your tags and
maybe stop dumping dead bodies in the river. What are you, fucking the mafia? Come on. Police investigation is underway, and the local environment authority has dispelled public worries over the river water as people fear it become polluted by the dead bodies. It's fine, guys. This is China. We're all communists here. It's cool. You can drink the water. Don't worry about it. I'm not drinking shit that had dead babies sitting in it for God knows how fucking long. Nah.
Nah.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Fucking nah, nah. No, it's not happening. I'm sorry. So
I just heard that song the other day. Isn't that
sad? Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I was like, whoa. All
right, well.
Maybe think of Fern Gully.
I think that about sums it up for the episode tonight. You got anything else you wanted to mention, talk about, add?
No, I'll just look forward to seeing an awesome video probably Friday.
That's right. And everyone local, again, tomorrow night, Grizzly Jacks show up around 9 or 10 if you want to watch some hip-hop. See the oh-so-sexy Bunny on Belay and Dana get freaky with each other, hopefully make out. I'm going to have a threesome. Happy birthday to me. Anyway, make it happen, girls. Looking
that
at you.
That is a no.
You have to rape her because Dana won't do it. All right. So, and of course, this evening we'll try and put up in the jamhole.com/store. We'll have the hemp necklaces Dana's been working on. If you're a stupid fucking stinky hippie, you can buy those for like $10. Because those things are like $20, dude, at head shops. I didn't realize how expensive hemp necklaces were.
It depends on what kind of beads are on it, is the thing.
Because I've never bought one. I've always had people make them for me or give them to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was looking the other day when I was at the head shop, and I was like, these things are fucking expensive. Even
some
like,
people sell them for like 30, dude.
I know. Yeah. So what are we going to do? $10 a pop, right?
Then,
depending on how big the beads are.
We'll see.
Okay, well. Check it out, thejamhole.com/store. Burger has a good point, because hippies have money, right? Okay, yeah. Good point. Thank you. But yeah, check that out, thejamhole.com/250. You can get $5. Give it to us for our live 250 episode. Check that out. It was our first live audience show. Awesome, good time. It's a cool video to watch.
Oh,
it's what, like an hour long? Between the intro and then the beginning of it. And then, yeah, it's
like
so great, though. And then, yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. If you guys just, you know, have a few bucks spare, every little bit helps, man. These server fees are fucking killing me. At least until she gets another job again and can start helping out. So we appreciate it, definitely. If you can't, you know, do anything monetarily, just keep spreading the word. We got to grow this thing as big as we fucking can. And, yeah, I'm going to try and make some hip-hop. So it's
fucking
coming out good,
A.
definitely. So, yeah. Email us info@thejamhole.com, of course. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Tumblr posters, all that shit. It's just thejamhole.com/whatever, slash YouTube. You can see the first video of Papa Pill and Lyrical rapping their song, The Mozart Jones. Awesome. I love that song. It's so great. And then there's a video of Dana dancing. Been getting some good comments on the Sandpoint video, a.k.a. What's the Cat Doing? That was a fun video to make.
That was. It was great.
But yeah, so that's all up there at thejamhole.com/YouTube. Email us. Use the comment form on the About Us page. Just look around. Thejamhole.com. There's a ton of shit on there if you just search around. /forums. Thejamhole.com/contest. April 15th. You guys have, what, 2 more weeks now?
Yep.
To all you gotta do is go to the forums, make an account. If you have one already, just go to the thread that says the Keith and the Girl What Do We Do Now book giveaway. And there's a few criteria there. You just go make a post and you're entered. We're giving away one autograph What Do We Do Now book to a guy, one to a girl. We'll be giving that away the Friday show that is April 16th. It's the day after Keith's birthday. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. And all you local guys, if you're 21 up, we'll see you guys tomorrow night at Grizzly Jack's. If you know me, meet at the house here. If not, we'll just see you up there. So,
we're
going to
end up like having 10 people in the bed of the truck.
I hope so. I only hope so. Other than that,
we'll call shotgun. Fuck the rest of you. Sorry.
That's right. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Friday. Love you.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.